Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, a fine podcast exclusively heard on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn filthy, wax-ridden ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much. With me, as always, from his heavily fortified basement, surrounded by ceiling tiles and wet concrete. You love him. I talk to him. A guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm enjoying a delicious summer ale. And I noticed that you were very taken with that by typing in the chat room, which, if you're listening live, by the way, that's where we are. We interact with you on HearUsTalk.com in the chat room. And if you're listening downloaded, you're listening to a goddamn download, why don't you show up for a live show, you cheap fuck? You can't give some of your time on a Tuesday night? I didn't know
What's
you had
on
such
on
a
Tuesday?
Schedule. What's going on, buddy?
Yankee game is over.
Yeah, there's no Yankee game on. Well, there may be. But you know
no,
what?
It's over.
Who gives a shit? No, we're talking about future Tuesdays. We're trying to convince the people who are listening in the future to catch a live show. And now I can't guarantee that there won't be a Yankee game on a Tuesday night. I can't guarantee that.
Not at 10, man.
Is it always? There's never an occasion
unless
where
it's going to like 14 innings, it's going
to
be over.
You know what?
Pretty
if
much
you have to make
o'clock.
The decision to watch the fucking Yankees game or listen to our brand of bullshit, please go ahead and listen to the goddamn Yankee game. Listen, well, I'm sorry. Watch the Yankees game. Yankees game. Listen to it. Like people are in fucking Conestoga wagons with their stupid fucking radios.
You know what?
I don't listen to the game.
I listen to it on the radio. I do.
Well, you're also an old man. Fancy older things. You like the olden days.
I do. I don't have a DVR. I realized that today.
That's a little bit odd. At this point, it's odd. Now that I have one. Before I had one. A few short months ago. I did not have one, and it was completely bizarre to have one. But now that I'm among those with DVRs, you, sir, need to get with the times.
I do.
You
I do.
Speaking of the times, there's a lot of happenings. There's a lot of degradation of language that I'm noticing. Steve, you may have noticed that I posted a screenshot of a tweet on the DJ New Style Show blog and on the Facebook page. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com for all these links. And
Twitter, I think, has degraded language to a degree.
It has. It was a screenshot of a tweet, and I'll read the tweet to you if you don't mind. I'll get to it. It bears repeating. It's from a lovely young lady, African princess. Is that polite? Should I not
yes.
call her?
No, that's actually.
What if she's from the islands?
It's a compliment. African princess. What, Nubian princess.
What if she's Haitian? She's not African.
Nubian. Go with Nubian.
Some black girl on Twitter wrote, named Kiona wrote, I been knew Anderson Cooper was gay. He's still sexy. That's what she wrote. I been knew he was gay.
She been knew for a while.
And she wrote, he's still sexy. I don't know anybody who speaks like this. And maybe there are people who are more relaxed in their slanguage a little bit, but should it really
should it really
translate to the written word? Like maybe he's already being nude, this motherfucker gay. Maybe that's you want to rattle that off while you're doing whatever you do. But do you need to write that? I mean, it's actually more effort to write that than to write the proper sentence. Like I knew Anderson Cooper was gay. And then she could have wrote, he is still.
What do you expect her to whiten it up? I mean, if that's how she talks.
I mean, is English the language of the whites now? I mean, I thought we all embraced it, this side of the Atlantic.
Well, no, I don't know about the whites. I mean, it's maybe the New Englanders that actually still, I'd say tri-state New England pretty much use proper grammar.
So her language is acceptable, is what you're saying. Is it acceptable at this point? Is the world over? Is this experiment known as English just done? Is there a conclusive
It is the most dynamic reaction language of all languages.
I already knew you was an asshole. Like, who the fuck would... I don't know. I mean, I definitely want to see this person. I would love to see this person in two scenarios. Ranting and raving about pop culture... as she was about Anderson Cooper's gayness, who came out. He came out of the closet, folks. I know it's a shock to y'all. I know you you probably saw those tabloid photos of him wearing bike shorts every fucking week next to a guy in a matching outfit, and were puzzled that that people would insinuate that he was a homosexual. But now apparently he came out, and it's huge news.
I thought everyone that worked for NBC was gay. I thought that was a requirement.
Is that what it is? Now you're calling BJ Novak gay? Is that what you're calling? Is that what you're doing?
I have no idea who that
are
is.
Are you outing BJ Novak? He works for NBC.
I don't know.
Does Willard Scott work for NBC? I have no idea. But that guy's a little too fixated with people turning 100, and he looks like he enjoys chicken skin as a fucking a breakfast treat. In any goddamn event, it's a little upsetting to me. A little goddamn upsetting to me. The fact that she's fucked up the language. Not only that, but she's bragging about having known this for some time. And I came across this because I wanted to try to find examples of women posting about how sexy they found Anderson Cooper before he came out. Because you can use.
He looks like a little boy. I like, even though he's gray, he still looks like a little boy to me.
He looks like an albino, but I mean, I wanted to find the equivalent, the news equivalent of fans who were saddened that their favorite Backstreet Boy or fucking whatever, what is he, Lance Bass was what, NSYNC?
I don't know.
The people that liked Lance Bass the best after he decided to try to go to the moon and then said he loved penis.
Zac Efron was one of those guys.
Is he
like all the girls fucking loved him?
Are you saying
he's out of the?
Well, Zac Efron's out of the closet gay is what you're saying.
Oh yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Like a year.
Is that true, Zac Efron?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
But the thing is, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't fucking matter because in this case, Anderson Cooper. Yeah. Okay. So you're gay. Who gives a shit? Right. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I wish the rest of the world thought that
you
way.
You do you, like, Anderson Cooper. Do whatever you like to do.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, like, oh my God, I can't believe he enjoys eggs for breakfast. What a fucking abomination. No,
it's like Neil Patrick Harris.
It's what he's into. It's what does it for him.
Like, Neil Patrick Harris, I think him being gay makes his role in the Harold and Kumar movies even funnier. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm hungry. You want a burger? A fucking fur burger.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's ironic and funny. It's not just funny that he's being misogynistic.
Yeah,
funny because it's ironic.
Now with Anderson Cooper, I've seen a lot of tweets saying that. Well, he looked gay, guy obviously he's gay. He kind of looks gay. Like, people would say that, and I'm wondering, is that offensive? At this point, is that an offensive thing to say? Because I remember during the OJ trial, I forget who it was, but one of the people that were on the stand said they heard a voice that sounded black, and fucking Johnny Cochran had a fucking vein pop out of his head. What you mean, sound? What does black sound like? Well, okay. Meanwhile, every black person knows what black sounds like.
I'd be like, can you reread the transcript of the last 5 minutes?
fast forward to 2006 when I go in a chat room that is voice enabled, and people always ask me if I'm black. I was able to hang out in a chat room with black people because for some reason I have some kind of a voice. Ability. A voice that lends itself well to pretending I'm of a different race, I guess. And I mean, it's obvious that if they saw who I was, they would be shocked that I'm actually a white man. So is looking gay as insulting as sounding, as insinuating that someone sounds black? Like, if you suggest someone looks gay, is that as much of an offense as sounding black, Steve, do you think?
I don't know. It's a hard call. I think it's less offensive to the gays.
Yeah.
Because I think black people get way more upset.
I mean, there's a certain happiness. There's a certain happiness. I don't know what it is. It's I mean, people say that they have this sense of gaydar. They can determine. They feel it. They sense it. I just think there's some certain aura or attitude that they put off. And maybe they like their life a little bit more. Or maybe. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I have to acknowledge somebody in the chat room, though, who is an admitted homosexual. Our buddy, Andres. By the way, if you wanted to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. He's been referencing some prank calls that we had done together where I pretended to be a Spanish old woman and him, being a Spanish man, pretended to be my son. And I would call him, "Mijo! Mijo, they came to my room and the sheets were stained." That was the entire complaint. I called the staff and I had him yell at them. And I complained that in my room at this ranch in fucking Arizona or something, the sheets were stained and the and the staff come to me and they tell me Jesus is not real.
You sound like Mariano Rivera.
Is that what, that's what Mariano Rivera sounds like? He's whiny.
He did a commercial for like it was like a day that, you know, they have the promotions like the fucking Yankee Hat Day and Bat Day. They have
"Mijo, come to Yankee Bat Day.
Come to Yankee Stadium.
There are no more hats because they were all stained.
Limited edition Mariano Rivera bobblehead.
And they served me la rancha with a peel. And it had a peel. And they not take off the peel." Yeah, it was just so fucking whiny. And they were very receptive. They wanted to know who we dealt with. They wanted to know all the things. It lasted quite a while, and it was one of the more memorable nights. And maybe he'll call in. I don't know. Maybe he will. We'll see if we can talk to him.
The option's always open.
And I'm curious, Steve. I mean, I don't give a shit if someone says that they sound white or they sound black, because I know that collectively you can average certain qualities.
And I'm pretty sure we sound white with our normal voices.
I mean, we play a game where we hear fat. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not good at it.
I am excellent at this. I can hear fucking fat a mile away.
I'm collecting sound bites because we can't actually do the game without a third person.
Bring it on, Steve. Bring it. That's all I got to say. Bring your clips.
All right, me versus you, I'll get the clips.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it another time, but I'm saying get your clips ready. And I'm telling you, I will fucking house you. I will house whoever you put up in front of me.
No, I'll now you got to fight Frank. You got to fight Frank for the championship.
Frank's got the belt, wherever he is. I don't know where he is.
Somewhere.
He's somewhere. He just said he couldn't do the show. I appreciate the heads up, though. I do. But getting back to that that looking and
well,
sounding, moreover, a while back you had brought a video to my attention, which was "Look How He Lonnie. Mind Me," right?
Lonnie.
All you have to do is look how, I'm actually doing it right now, "He Mind Me." The minute I type "he," the suggest came right up.
Mind me.
"Look how he mind me. Look
so
how
it
that
is look how he
look how that boy he mind me." Well, this video is from a guy on YouTube called Dats, D-A-T-S, What I'm Saying. And he's got a website, which is what? I forget what it was, but it had a picture of supposedly him. And it was so obviously not. It was just like the most generic old black dude. Maybe had a little bit of a hard life, some dreadlocks.
It was a homeless guy that he took a picture of.
I'm trying to be nice. Maybe he's a college professor that has a distrust of soaps.
Because he feels like not a white college professor.
Like the type of black guy that would distrust shampoo because he thinks white people puts some kind of melanin poison in it or something. He's trying to turn the black people white with his soaps and his salves. that type of guy. It's so paranoid to everything. But it was so obviously not a photo of him because it was just like a square thumbnail. And nobody posts. Like, if you're going to say, here's a photo of me, you're not going to have a perfectly square fucking picture in front of, like, a nondescript background.
On the street.
It looked like Getty Images. And I made the assertion to you that this guy is not black and is, in fact, a white guy pretending to be black. And you didn't believe me.
Yeah, I didn't believe you.
You did not believe me. So why don't we take a quick listen to a little bit of this again. I know that those of you who heard this before, you're getting a little bit of a repeat. I'm sorry. It was
long enough ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Today I want to show y'all how this dog, he minds so good. I want to show you something. Get that ball over here, dog. Come
listen
on.
Really close to the voice.
Let's get your ball
and also,
to play with it.
Hold on. Let me pause this. As you listen, I want you to think Ralphie May. Okay?
I ain't got no damn ball. He done playing over here. There you go. That's what I want y'all to see, how good he mind me. Come on, bring the ball back, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bring it on right. You see, he working his way over this way.
Very deliberate not to show any skin. I believe the one time his hand comes into view, it's wearing
wearing a glove.
Oh, like a winter glove, and he's on the beach.
That's what changed my opinion.
He's on the beach wearing a black winter glove and doing what amounts to like a what I thought is a really poor white trash voice. Like a guy that, like the type of
that's Southern. That's like Louisiana guy. Or something, man. That's, I don't even know what, like.
It's definitely Southern. Definitely poor,
Cajun.
I'm going to say.
Cajun.
You think Cajun? Yes. I think it's like the type of Southern guy that, like, if he was up to visit and you had like you told him that a guy was coming to give you a quote on removing a tree, he'd just be like, let's get a fucking goddamn rope and fucking saw and do it. And he would like do construction with no safety equipment or like really shoddy like ropes.
I've done that though.
Like, you'd be like, yeah, I gotta do it, but fuck it, this rope good enough. And like a piece of fucking burlap that he just twisted. Like the, you know, those ropes whenever like a kid sneaks out of the house in a sitcom. It's just tied bed sheets. Like, he would use that type of thing to scale a wall or get up high in a fucking tree to do some
grab a coconut,
some limb, some limb removal. And he would always be drunk while he's trying to do these fucking death defying manual labor. So he's the type of guy that's excited to do manual labor and not that enthused with safety gear. That's the type of Southern man I think him to be. And that guy is only white. That is only a white guy. I don't give a shit if you're offended. That is a fucking fact. That is a goddamn fact. Ask anybody in the South. Clayton, back me up. There are crazy white fucking people that just do shit without fucking safety equipment. By the way, Robot Love, Love 85 in the chat room is voting white on this. Steve, are you switched when you saw the glove, right?
Yeah, the glove was the kicker.
Yeah.
Bring the ball back, boy. Bring it on back, son. Thank God, Joe, I'm over here, boy.
Over here. I'm over here. And the website with the picture, it's just too fucking awful. And I think his name is Lonnie Stanks. That's almost as bad a made-up name as Luther Crapfingers Johnson, which was a character of mine. Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/LonnieSkanks, there's a caricature of him, but I don't know. Lonnie Stanks, rather. I don't remember what website is.
Worse.
I don't remember what the website is that he had with the picture of him, but it matches the caricature, and I just think it's I don't know. It's fucking. It's bizarre. I think sounding black and looking gay are two very unoffensive things.
But for some reason, people on either side of that decide to take offense either for themselves or for the other person.
Well, what do you think about the gay lisp?
I mean, that's a classic. You can't get rid of that. I mean, that's the only impression you have to go with. Like if I asked you to do an impression of a gay person, you have two moves. You could either start talking in a lisp, or you could take your t-shirt and tuck the bottom through the neck and fucking move your arms with your wrist broken. That's all you can do.
Have you ever known someone with a gay lisp that wasn't gay?
Well, I mean, they said they weren't.
but that you knew wasn't gay.
Yeah.
Because I've known two people in my lifetime that had the gay lisp.
Okay.
Were not gay.
Yes, I mean, that's, hey.
Threw me for a loop.
Yeah. It's as bizarre or not even like off-putting, but like it takes you aback as much as when you are faced with an Indian person and they speak the Queen's English. It takes you a second to figure out what's going on. It's one of those. And, you know, in a couple of days, maybe even now, nobody gives a shit about Anderson Cooper being gay. Nobody cares. Probably even right now.
No one cares because no one's surprised.
Yeah. No.
I mean...
No one's surprised. And it's like, I guess if it was ever brought up to him, he probably would have said, yeah, so what? We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve. Who's this?
Mijo.
Mijo, the sheets, they were a stain.
They told me the sheets, that Jesus is not real.
What's going on, buddy? How are you? Long time, no talk.
I know, man. I'm good. I'm good. Jeeves here. Jeeves, say hi, man.
Hello.
Jeeves, how you doing? Are you guys going to have a Rocknet show reunion? Are you guys going to do this?
No, I don't think so, no.
It's over.
I've been
with.
Trying to make them make a little world on Second Life.
Oh, so you're on Second Life. Is Second Life even a thing? I remember I saw an article.
Oh, my God.
I saw an article that was probably the saddest thing ever, not because of the contents, but just the fact that it had to be written. There was an article on stores that were in fucking Second Life that were being shut down. Like the Gap,
Sony had a huge investment in Second Life.
Like the Gap had a store in Second Life, and it was boarded up, and that was like supposed to be spark some kind of sadness. But it was just sad that they had fucking Gap stores that people wanted to visit in their imaginary. I'm gonna do whatever I want. Life, like, oh, I can have a 25-foot dick, angel wings, and have a tattoo that spans my forehead to my fucking scrote. But I'm gonna go buy a sweater and button down.
I just have
no, man. Everybody looks like the Jersey Shore on this fucking game.
Oh, really?
Dude, they're all.
Oh my God!
Hair, a tan, and muscly bodies, and I decided to be a monkey holding a boombox and wearing a Beastie Boys shirt, running around.
Nice. Very good. So you were Biz Markie, not to be racist. I'm joking. I'm sorry. I apologize.
And Yusu is just like a black shadow. I believe he's a Negro.
So yes. I mean, what's the point of Second Life? I mean, it was I guess it was something of a curiosity, but I've never tried it. I don't know what the.
Well, I mean, it's called Second Life for a reason. There is no point.
Okay, I mean, but there is a point to life, and that's to be somebody who doesn't play Second Life. That's actually the goal in real life.
YOLO.
Oh Christ. So people just go on there to look like the situation and. Have pretend sex with ugly girls from the Jersey Shore? Is that what it is?
Do people go tanning on Second Life?
Dude, the funny thing is that they have voice chat in most of the lands, so you can hear them talk about drama like it's actually real life, and it's just sad.
Do they have regular names or is it like usernames with letters and numbers like AOL?
Both of those.
Yo, you know, K-Dog with 012917 is really fucking pissing me off, dude.
Dude, Jeeves and I were with a group last night, and there was a girl saying, I cheated on, what was it, some XWYYY with Mr. Blood Alder, and And I was like, wait, is this in real life? And she was like, no, in the game. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God, there's infidelity and no wetness. There's no wetness, yet there is infidelity.
There's a sex toys on here, man.
What the fuck is going on? Why does he sound like a chipmunk? You gotta fix this up. I don't know what's going on, but I can't believe... Steve, did you ever play Second Life? You seem to be, you seem like a person that would be into it.
Never.
Never. But you actually LARPed in real life.
I LARPed in real life because it's a lot more fun because you can physically hit people with foam weapons.
And I respect a LARPer more than I do a Second Lifer. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I actually ran around in the woods and, you know, hit people with foam sticks and, you know, fucked over somebody's night because they were all butthurt about losing their money because they got robbed.
Now, what's worse? Somebody who is a furry and is dedicated to their costume or whatever the fuck it is in real life, or somebody who is trying to appear in the human form they wish they had on a video game?
Jasmine, real talk, all day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every motherfucking day. Well, he figured out the voice changer, so that's good.
There's a lot of furries in the game, actually, a lot.
Are you wanted for a crime, and are you talking about it now? Are you on?
Well, when I saw Mark Seaman walk down the stairs, and he had a knife, but I thought it was a knife, but I shot him.
It's just all.
Oh, the chipmunk is back.
Yeah, the chipmunk is laughing like a fucking hysterical person, but it sounds like somebody's got metal scraping in their fucking Fiat.
Real talk.
Real talk indeed.
Real talk.
Well, I gotta thank you guys for calling in. I really do. Mijo! Please! Mijo. The call! It was too weird. It sound too weird. I have to hang up on you. It sound too weird. Thank you very much for calling.
We'll hire you a prostitute, man. We'll get you right on the game. You can experience all the sex toys and everything.
I appreciate it. I have no idea what you said.
Me either.
I'm sure it's good. I heard, I think, sex toys again. Which, you know what? If I don't remember the first time, let's not relive it. Let's not relive it if I don't remember it. Probably great for all around. Everybody had a good goddamn time. Steve, do you hear the? How often do you think John Travolta gets shit about being gay?
I think it's at least every 2 years.
Every 2 years, and it's a massive thing that lasts like a month, right?
He does things that would make people think that he is. I mean,
what does he do? Macho
didn't
man
he do
that
hairspray as a woman? Didn't he do a musical as a woman?
What is he dancing? He does ballroom dancing in every fucking movie he's in. Yeah, since the 90s, it's been like, oh, what a dancer! What a great dancer!
He's such a great dancer. I love John Travolta.
See, you're doing the lisp again. See, that's not good. That's not good. What is that? What is that? Preference-ist? Or how would you say? What's
sorry.
The, what, what's
I
the,
apologize.
What's the anti-gay equivalent of racism? I don't know what is it. Orientationist? I don't know.
I believe it's called homophobia. Yet I'm not scared of gay people.
But I mean, being racist, you're not scared of the race.
But it's not called like xenophobia. Well, I guess it is in a sense.
I don't really... Here's the thing. I don't give a shit. I'm just insinuating now that...
Neither do I.
As smoothly as this went for Anderson Cooper, it would have gone just as smoothly if after Michael was released, if John Travolta just said, yeah, I did a Dancing Angel movie. I guess you know where I'm at. And then anytime it came up that the Inquirer saw him holding hands on a runway or kissing some dude with his fucking toupee off, he's like, yeah, did it. Loved it. Good time. It wouldn't have been a big deal. No, his career would not have taken
masks. Hold on. I gotta really say something here. I think he masks his homosexuality by having Scientology be behind it. Because he's a Scientologist. He's hardcore. He's like one of the top guys. And I think he tries to say, oh, you know, Scientology is about just making you feel good and everybody knows what's going on and we're all friends. But that's it. That's all he says. He doesn't say if he's gay or not. Like, yes, he's had wives and shit, but
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, same thing. Hudson. And the same thing happens to Tom Cruise, and it's kind of this same course of events. He takes a little bit of a hit, and then people kind of forget about it for a while, and then it keeps coming back. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve. Who's this?
This is Michael. I heard you were talking about me.
Oh, no. I was talking about a movie that John Travolta was in. Not you, Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's ignorant.
Well, you should,
Michael, you're white. You should just agree with us.
No,
on
he is not. He's a beautiful black man. That's
what
he is.
A beautiful black man.
I'm 12 inches black in my pants.
Oh, well. Wasn't there like some awkward testimony by like a child that it was like swirly, like a barber pole?
No, I will never molest.
Like
child.
He had a tie dyed cock or something. I think they said. I don't know.
I have a beautiful penis. You're ignorant.
What was your favorite ride at your fucking Kid Toucher amusement park?
The children.
Very good. I was going to say the crib. Anyway, thank you very much.
God.
Bye. You're all ignorant.
And you're dead. Take care. God. You think that these spirits would give up on ignorance and trying to fight it and just enjoy eternity. Eternity of whatever the hell that means.
Maybe they're in hell, and coming and, you know, going on our show is a reprieve.
Listening to it and hosting it. Actually, anything to do with it. Could be considered a form of hell. Could be. So, with Tom Cruise, getting back to our topic, I mean, Michael Jackson, getting to speak with him is an honor, but, you know, you kind of derailed our show a little bit. With Tom Cruise, do you think it's kind of the same thing, or is it not as bad as John Travolta?
No, I think John Travolta is much worse than Tom Cruise in the gay department. Not saying that it's bad.
Worse in gay, like he's steeped in his activities more.
I think John Travolta has more incriminating evidence that, not to say that he's incriminated to be gay.
It's just what's creepy to me.
More gay evidence against him.
Well, I guess what makes it creepy to me is, like, why hide it? Like, what do you have to lose? I mean, you have a fucking runway at your house and a goddamn Boeing 757. What are you going to really lose by just saying, that's what I'm into?
You said runway. I immediately thought like a fashion runway.
Like RuPaul.
Like an actual runway.
He probably does. Hey, don't put it past him.
Yeah, possibly. He's rich. Man.
But
I would probably have both runways if I was fucking rich.
You would have a fashion runway, Steve?
Hell yeah!
Well, you know, wear your Five Below Run DMC hoodie and just do a quick little fucking
how ironic
catwalk
would that
turn.
Would be great. Yeah. I would be wearing a $10 outfit head to toes. And
$10 total. The entire outfit.
Free t-shirt.
These newspaper bag shoes, I designed them myself. Sunday edition. 4 weeks old. Pretty good. Pretty goddamn good. I don't know, Steve. I don't know what to make of it. I'm just a little bit put off by the outpouring of awkward jokes, shitty grammar, and all that. And I would just like to see it just stop being the big thing. You know, he might be gay. Look at all the people that are dead that he fucked. Like, what was it, Merv Griffin? I think they said that
John Travolta?
No. Well, maybe, but I don't know.
John Travolta said
they said Merv Griffin. I think Merv Griffin just collected young Hollywood boys. Like, he fucked River Phoenix, shit like that. Like, I mean,
that's why he killed himself at the Cobra Lounge?
No, I think drugs did that.
Viper actually. Lounge. Oh, that's it.
The Cobra Lounge? Yeah.
Close enough.
What was the big line from Stallone's movie?
Boom. You're the disease. I'm the cure.
Fucking shit.
What the hell movie was that?
You never saw Cobra?
With, I saw Sylvester Cobra Stallone? With the knife?
You're the disease. I'm the cure.
I don't think I've seen that movie in about 12 years, 13 years.
I'm going to actually see if I can find that. You're the disease. I'm the cure. Comes right up.
I did watch Escape from L.A. today. Kurt Russell.
Now you bring in the television cameras in here now! Come on, bring it in!
Can't do that.
Why?
I don't deal with psychos.
I don't deal with psychos.
I ain't no psycho, man! I'm a hero! You're looking at a fucking hunter! I'm a hero of the new world!
You're a disease. And I'm the cure.
Die!
Drop it! Yeah, die in the frozen food section, you fucking asshole! They're in a fucking grocery store having a standoff. How awful. What a fucking shit movie that was. What an absolute shit movie. And not only that, it was one in a fucking parade of shit goddamn movies.
I swear to God, I think he has made more profit from sales of the blade that he had in that movie.
How do you remember just the knife and not the shitty...
That's all I remember. He was on an elevator and had that in his hand. That's all I remember.
It was like a little switchblade.
That whole movie.
Yeah, actually, no. Are you talking about the Rambo knife? Or are you talking about...
No, the Cobra knife.
What do you picture the Cobra knife to look like?
It's a pair of brass knuckles with spikes on top. And
oh, is that true?
Blade, I don't... About 6 inches long. That's kind of wavy.
That's kind of badass. I don't remember that, though. I just saw he took a little switchblade out of his back pocket and cured the disease over a pile of Elio's pizzas.
He had his own knife, man. That shit was custom made.
Is that true? I'm going to see. Cobra knife.
Cobra knife. That's all you need.
Really?
And I haven't Googled
shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's fucking badass. That is badass. It's almost like a barber's straight razor, but with like spikes where your fucking where your hands would wrap around the handle. Pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. I think he made more money off the licensing rights of that knife
than Rocky. He
did, like selling copies of the movie.
Really? I mean, how many of these knives do you see around? How many fucking Cobra knives have you seen in your life? I mean, every time a movie comes out and there's a key item. You'll see them at flea markets. That's all they'll sell. They'll sell fitted hats. They'll sell pewter insects and frogs. And then they'll sell whatever the item from the movie is. Like whether it's Karate Kid 2 and the little fucking twisty drum with the beads. Or Cobra and the Cobra.
I had one of those. I got it in the
box. I had one too. Don't fucking think I didn't get one. And I didn't know how to use it. I would just fucking just rub against between my two hands until I made a fucking racket. And then I broke
it. That's all it did.
No, but you're supposed to do it with one hand. I would just do it with two hands.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, like for example, why would you buy that so you could be a spectator and cheer on people that are actually doing fucking awesome things like fighting to the death?
Dude, I was like 8 years old at the time. I think I was gonna get fucked up by either the Karate Kid or the Japanese guy that
Chosen?
Yes.
Die. Chosen was the best. That was the Japanese guy in the Mortal Kombat yellow fucking gi. That sleeveless karate gi that he had on. That dude was he looked like such a fucking badass, but they had the most pussy song as the theme. Do you remember any of this movie?
Karate Kid 2? Yeah, I remember Mr. Miyagi breaking the board on top of Sato in the middle
same,
of a fucking thunderstorm.
Same log we find on the beach. Same.
The best is when he finally goes back to Sato. And he's got this fucking board ensconced in cement stands. And it's like well-worn in the middle because he's just been chopping it for 50 years. And
then Miyagi just fucking karate chops it once.
And during a windstorm with thunder and fucking lightning and rain and mud, and can't get a good fitting, let alone keep your eyes open because you're Japanese and it's raining into your eyes. He takes one good swat at it, and it fucking just breaks. The one time fucking Miyagi does it.
Miyagi! You fight me!
true story. Pat Morita did not speak one word of Japanese.
Yeah, he was like completely Americanized.
Pat Morita.
If that movie had any other song, it would have been the ultimate action film. But instead, it had fucking Peter Cetera. It had this. You have that classic scene, live or die. You have fucking Sato just chopping at a tree with his fucking business suit on. And this fucking vagina drying, dick shrinking, eyelid dropping song.
I'm getting an innie right now.
And also at this point, we realized Daniel would never have sex.
No.
I mean, so ready to go, even God didn't want him to fuck. Elizabeth Shue disses him right in the middle of the fucking tournament. He goes to Japan, finds this fucking dumpy broad.
The girl in three, though, was the hottest one.
Wait, the one in three? Oh, where he... Mr. Miyagi's little trees! We'll call him Mr. Miyagi's little trees! Mike
if
Barnes.
We're strong, we'll survive.
Strong root, Daniel-san. You have a strong root.
I'm telling you, I fucking love Karate Kid. Everything about it. Except for the next Karate Kid and the fucking blasphemous remakes with Jackie Chan. Blasphemous remake.
I saw the Will Smith Jr. What's his name? Willa? No, that's the girl. The girl is named after Will, and the boy is named after Jada. Jaden. That's his name. Jaden Smith.
Oh, is that bad? You watched it?
Scientology.
Did you watch it? You watched it.
I watched 10 minutes, and I got really mad at Jackie Chan.
Why the fuck would you bother watching it? What prompted you to see that? Steve, let me just say this. I know it to be true. Have you seen 1984's Karate Kid?
Absolutely.
Were you a child in that era? Was that a movie you grew up with?
I was 5 years old when I saw it.
Prime fucking movie bond building years.
Yeah.
What the fuck possessed you to watch this shit? You think they're going to do better and connect with you at 33? Oh, the little Will Smith's son is going to make it.
Franchise got me. But you know what? I didn't see the next Karate Kid with
See that shit either.
$1 million baby.
Oh, the monks are hilarious. They're going to go bowling. Look out. Fuck them. One, two, and three. That's all you need. No, I saw 5 minutes of it and then realized, oh, wait a minute. Why is Miyagi getting yelled at by a girl in the bathroom? Oh, no. This is the next Karate Kid. I thought I was watching like a deleted scene or something. I mean, he already drank with a minor, got fucking blitzed with a
Kanpai!
Fucking singing, drinking his shitty rice wine.
That was one of my favorite moments from the first Karate Kid when fucking Miyagi just got drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, Daniel-san, come here, look at this. You see this frag? This frag is from Okinawa. I'm sorry. He's just looking.
All right, okay. This is now the Karate Kid show. I don't even give a fuck. I will spend the rest of this show talking about fucking Karate Kid. I do not give a fuck. Let me tell you something. Who is in the Karate Kid universe, which I start from Karate Kid, the video game, and end at Karate Kid 3? It's dead at that point.
Yo, who is LJN, Karate Kid, free game given to me by one of my dad's friends that worked for LJN. Nice. I got that game for free.
Did you ever swat the fly? It was impossible.
What? No, lies.
You fucking tell me you swatted that fucking fly, I'll kill you.
Dude, there's like five rounds of it.
I couldn't do it.
You can get one?
I couldn't do it. I wasn't very good.
I could actually do it in real life at this point.
Shut the fuck up.
I could probably grab a fly.
If you ever kill a fucking fly and record it that you've killed a fly with fucking chopsticks, like the movie way, not with some kind of cockamamie Rube Goldberg fucking get around the letter of the law bullshit. If you actually do it like they did in the movie, I will give you... I'm going to say this. I will give you $200 cash money if you produce that video.
No, you're going to be there when I do it. We're going to go somewhere. We're going to attract three flies.
What, on the Heroes Talk Labor Day event? September 1st in Atlantic City?
I'm sure Atlantic City has flies.
Not an insect to be found. Not a rat. Not a thug.
That's
not
true.
A criminal. Good. Nothing but regal individuals who are going to throw their excess funds down the old table towards the dealer in a smoke-free, pleasant environment filled with people who have everything to lose. That is how awesome it's going to be.
You know what my last memory of Atlantic City was? I was like 19 and I went down. Like, as a child, like, my grandmother was a big, I'd say a high roller.
You know, okay.
She would go to fucking slot machines, spend $50 to $100 a pull.
Okay.
This is my grandmother that died and didn't bequeath anything to me.
Nice. She probably did $50 to $100 a pull, Steve. No offense. She probably didn't have anything. She won.
She won a slot tournament. Actually, I can't say that. You know what? She won a slot tournament, and I had recently purchased
a slot tournament.
What?
A slot tournament?
Yes, they have slot tournaments where you start out with like $3,000.
Oh, how fucking boring is that? That's got to be the worst.
Boring? Not if you can win $75,000 from it.
Ugh.
Which she did. She won. She fucking won a slot tournament.
I mean, that would be the most boring Stallone movie of all time. Like, they made an arm wrestling tournament movie. They should have Stallone do a slot machine tournament movie. Yo, I just want to win it back for my kids, you know what I mean? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Clayton from Texas. Clayton? Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Well, I'm mixed, and the reason I'm mixed is because I just realized that you know that I live in the South, that I still am dependent on modern technology, and if for some reason going into the 4th of July weekend, my internet at my house is out.
No.
Yes. So I can't. I have to do everything mobile, so I'm a little bit behind on the live DJ Newstyle show, which I apologize, which I will rectify as quickly as possible.
I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in because I have something that I need to ask you, but I'm sorry, continue.
Okay, anyway, which means most likely, because, you know, Time Warner Cable operates just like anybody else, they will not be able to fix the problem abruptly, so I will record a show tomorrow. However, I don't know that it will be live, but it will be uploaded Thursday, and I promised I would have my first guest, and so we're issuing a new segment in the Bug Zapper Radio where I'm bringing in a guest. My first guest will be obviously the easiest one to gather. It would be my wife.
Okay.
And she's actually bringing some topics. I'm real proud of her. She sat down and found something that's kind of interesting, and we'll play some clips of it or whatnot from YouTube if I can.
Nice.
But I wanted to do some intros and production because I know that we're trying to encourage ourselves to do production and whatnot, but I'm kind of going to just wing this a little bit just to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And trying to do something with it. It's not going to be the full hour, but to give somebody some time for us, at least one of the segments, to do so. So
I think it's great.
I'm hijacking your show by talking about my show, but I apologize about that. But
no, don't apologize.
Well, you know what? It's a shame you don't have internet, because now you won't be able to buy yourself something nice at heroestalk.com/Amazon. I mean, when it comes back, you probably will celebrate the return of your internet access by buying yourself a nice gift. Perhaps maybe you've been without a TV long enough. Maybe you'll buy a new TV on Amazon. Maybe you'll go ahead and buy a goddamn camouflage T-shirt, just hide in the woods, and let it all fucking pass you by. Who knows? Whatever it is you want, heroestalk.com/Amazon. You buy something nice for yourself. Use your money on you and the people that you give a shit about. Buy the stuff you want, the stuff you had your eye on. Buy it, get it, and we get a little bit of a cut. It's a win-win. Wins all the fuck around. You get your shit, you get to be selfish, and we get to profit a little bit from that because you give a shit enough to go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and buy a little something for yourself. Now, Clayton, I have a question. I'm going to play a clip for you, and I want you to answer And be as objective as you can. Is this a white person pretending to be black, or is this actually a black person? Now, if you are you okay with answering a question of this nature? Let me ask that first.
I'm not.
Sure. Here is the clip.
I want to show y'all how this dog, he minds so good. I want to show you something. Get that ball over here, dog. Come on.
What is your opinion on that?
Okay. I'm gonna say that's a black person, only okay. Because I can honestly say, I have only known two black people my entire life, and really only one. Well, I have really no frame of reference to know whether or not that is or not. I'm just going by television.
Okay.
So you're
going off of, like, Cedric the Entertainer movies.
Right. Well, I've talked to a few black people, but as far as, like, no, and I've only really known one, maybe, no, excuse me, two. Two, and only for a couple years because I was in college. And after college, you lose track of people.
True.
And,
I'm of the impression that this is a white person that was raised in around a lot of black people, probably in a depressed area. I'm not that all black people live there. I mean, fucking, let's extrapolate here, okay? The fucking president is black, all right? They didn't all grow up in poor areas. This guy, I think, did grow up in a poor area, happens to be white, is accentuating... urban flair of his voice. And I think he's the type of Southern guy, and I said this to Steve, that...
It's a Southern accent, right, Clayton? It's a Southern accent.
I think that he's the type of Southerner that would be excited to help you with your menial tasks, like cutting down a tree or something like that, and wouldn't even think about fucking using safety equipment. That's the feel I get on this person. Like, just fucking cut into a tree. I'll fucking push it when it starts to fall. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
No.
I'll push
no.
it. You pull. You're going to move that way, and I'll move this.
He's going to disagree. Okay. I'm
disagreeing. The person you're listening to would not help with menial tasks. He would have an opinion on how to do it, but he would never do it.
Wow.
You don't need that pussy-ass rope. Fuck you doing with that bullshit. That type of thing. Like, what you got to do is cut a wedge.
He's like several hundred pounds, never actually done it himself, but he probably might have seen somebody do it or whatever. So, no, goddamn, you got to fucking get the hitch back over here. And, of course, he wouldn't know how to do it. So he's probably sweating profusely while he's talking.
You don't know shit about goddamn anything. You got to get the apical meristem off the tree.
Yep.
So you think that's this guy?
Let's get your dog. Let's get your ball and play with it.
Oh, I think I saw a white hand. I swear to God, I think I saw a fucking white hand. Yes.
And play with it.
At the 21 second mark, look how dat boy mind me. 21 second mark. There is a flicker of white skin across the camera, the corner of the camera.
Get your ball and play with it.
Definitely a white guy.
21?
Proven. Absolutely, 100%. Unless he happens to have a white guy standing next to him holding the camera or something
on
like
the left.
There it is. Thank you. But now there's several...
That's questionable. It's purple on my screen.
Oh, shut up. Purple. I mean, it could be his palm. But, so you're thinking several hundred pounds, opinionated, and self-appointed expert. I could not agree more. I have changed my opinion. He's not the guy that would go and help. Yeah, he is the guy that would bark orders. The stationary foreman.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could tell the only reason I say it, and it's certainly biting on stereotypes, but, you know, the Southern, that slow, kind of heavy set, like.
New Orleans, right?
Free to do anything.
Yeah, like
never
when
a big hurry to do it.
Yeah, like when the fat person starts to look like a hound, like a tired hound. They have that hanging skin on their face. Their neck is just like it's weighted down. Things sound a little goddamn more depressed. Things pop a little more because like the The emphasis in their voice, like, just moves skin because it's the only thing that'll do it. Yeah,
Bradley's had my way with him.
Yeah, the thickness of their fingers is almost long. Like their fingers are almost thicker than they are long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God,
thicker than they are long.
That's fucking scary.
That's so fucking yeah. It's like when you blow too much air into a fucking a rubber glove. Like it goes from looking like a hand to
Mickey
like
Mouse hands.
Like the fingers just point out at all angles. Oh, it's fucking it's glorious.
And it's so glorious watching those people. Like you know for a fact that this is a fat fuck and he has to eat too much, right?
Yeah.
But if you ever watch, because I know a couple of people like this, watching them do tasks like, hey, could you open up this M&M package for me? And
only if you're going to give me some.
Fingers, yeah, Vienna Sausage fingers can't manipulate that. Or, hey, here's a stack of paper, pages, loose pages. Could you get to page 57?
You know what? They're the type of people that would use scissors to open shit like a fucking M&M bag of M&Ms or pretzels. You know, that is the pinnacle of laziness. If you're met with a package of fattening snacks and you use scissors to open them, you are the laziest motherfucker in the world. You can't exert a calorie. You can't fucking risk losing that precious fucking calorie to pull things apart so you can eat your shit.
And they all have goddamn really, really short hair because it's just too fucking hot, especially down here in the South. So none of these guys are, you know, have long hair. They all have short hair.
Yeah.
You know, the women most likely do, too.
Love it. I absolutely love it.
It's fucking hideous. Oh, and by the way, I
oh, it's fucking hideous.
I agree with Ken. I'm for the short hair. I like women with short hair. Not bad.
I'm not into it. Sorry. Sorry, ladies. You know,
I like my women looking like women. That's sorry.
I don't need you looking like Sandy Duncan pretending to be a teenage boy in the latest fucking musical you've been fucking relegated to.
Peter Pan, you know, at 45.
Yeah. With one eye, mind you.
Right, exactly.
Don't aim her towards any poles on the right of the stage.
I was gonna remind you too. I broke one of my cardinal rules. My recent rules was to actually update on Facebook. I noticed that I had gotten an invite to the Labor Day Bash of 2012 to the Heroes Talk Atlantic City Adventure.
Nice.
Of course you did.
And, yeah, I did, and I updated and said that I will be joining y'all.
Excited.
The hiccup, and I've already gotten preliminary. Approval is whether it will be both of us or one of us.
Should I send an invite to your wife? I didn't want her to feel. I didn't know if you had explained it, so I didn't send one. But I can send one.
No. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. If anything, it looked like the numbers were. No, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. She didn't.
I'll have you know that Shawnee Murphy is coming, and he asked, "Is Clayton showing up?"
Yes. Yeah.
And I said yes. He said, "Oh, good. I never met that guy."
Wait, is Jimmy going or no?
Jimmy is not going. He gave me the excuse. This is the excuse he gave me. Oh yeah, I've been informed that I have to go to a wedding, which I believe because I don't keep track of who's getting fucking like what I have.
He's
to
in
do.
Key West right now, isn't he?
He's all over the world. Jimmy is a world traveler. If we were, that's a dice roll. If you're going to get Jimmy, it's a 1 in 6 fucking shot. You know. That's it.
Well, like I said, you know, it was kind of. I decided to break the rule that way. You know, number one, it'll increase the numbers. Plus, it gives everybody opportunity to kind of know who's going to be there. Because I noticed that a few people have already replied. It just kind of anything to do to kind of help out whatever the
first talk. I mean, now the next thing is let's figure out what we're going to do. I mean, when we were there last time, we not for the Labor Day party, but we went to Atlantic City and a bunch of us met up. We had a goddamn blast, and for some reason, I think Rob Giggs actually rented a karaoke booth, and everybody piled in reluctantly, but had a fucking amazing time. Like, we were all walking single file, like we were about to be executed. We're like, I can't believe we're doing this. Oh my God, this is going to be all. And we got in there, and no one sang, and Rob Giggs fucking threw the microphone at somebody and goes, fucking sing. And then we all started singing.
Fucking roll call.
And it was fucking amazing from that point on. Mike from Queens, known from Geeks of Rage Show, it's geeksofrageshow.com, almost got in a fight with somebody through the glass of the fucking booth. They were outside, he mouthed a word, they said what, and he started fucking saying terrible things, like, you want a fucking piece of me, man? And things escalated.
Talking about Katamari or something, and he fucking just goes off.
You fucking talk about Katamari.
I mean, you got a subpar system. I got a PS3, it's a better machine than you got in your fucking living room.
I'm ready to bite somebody for Mike. I'm ready for like Mike to start talking. I'm just gonna bite somebody. Oh, it's gonna be great.
Mike is one of those fucking people that the world moves around them a little bit. Like as they walk, things shape to his reaction. I believe he's one of those special people that has kind of an aura that alters the effects of the environment, and it could be for good, it could be for bad, and that's part of the excitement of hanging out with Mike. And I fucking love it.
He's either, what is it today? He's either a Sith Lord or he's a Jedi Master. He's just kind of like affecting things around him, but you don't know if it's good or evil.
Yeah, so I mean, that
it's like Inception. Mike is like the guy that wasn't featured in Inception.
He's on what I'm saying is he's on another plane. We can't understand what makes him tick. We can't understand the way that he works or interacts with the world. We just have to go along for the ride. If we reach into that that mixed bag and pull out a fucking fist fight, well, we have to be prepared that Mike might be jumped, or Mike might just talk about fucking obscure reggae bands for 3 hours. I don't know.
Final Fantasy 18 or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get, and it's all awesome.
That reminds me of whatever. I'm going to need some assistance, whatever. I'm probably going to need to ship up a few things or whatever. I'm probably going to ship up some. I thought about what I was going to text or email saying, like, hey, some party favors from down south, but that actually comes. It's got a really bad connotation to that.
So you bring in a pinata with condoms inside or something?
Yeah. Whoever agrees to pick it up has a fucking a wooden crate parachuted onto their lawn filled with firearms and illegals.
Well, what I'm thinking is that somebody, whoever it is going to be drunk, is probably going to be wearing a serape and a goddamn huge fucking sombrero. Like we're invading. That's all I gotta say.
If those packs of fucking vapid cunts can go around wearing their little penis necklaces and their fucking their little cock straws in their fucking bottles and just act like complete fucking whores, then one of us can wear a goddamn sombrero. See how I said that properly?
With a painted black mustache.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What is necklace or a cock sombrero?
You've never seen these packs of women that are celebrating like a bachelorette party?
They wear penis necklaces?
You know, like on Halloween when someone's a bee, they'll wear that little headband that's got the little sparkly balls on the springs? Well, they have those, but it's cocks. It's actual cock and balls instead of little bee antenna sparkles. And
it sounds like Mardi Gras shit.
And they'll have like beads, but the beads are cocks and balls. And they'll be drinking out of a straw that's in a fucking bottle of some kind of fucking dumb drink. And it's shaped like a dick. And they're sucking out of the dickhead. And they're doing all these little tests. I gotta put sunglasses on your penis and take them off and wear them. They have little scavenger hunt whore activities that they fucking do. And then they go and marry their man. Fucking awful.
No, was it a skank. Speaking of a story like that, in my former life, when I used to bounce at bars all the time.
Yeah.
It was the only, ironically, I just realized, I was the only engineering major out there bouncing at bars at midnight. And I'm sitting there going, there was a guy who was working, a good looking guy, in great shape or whatever. And these girls were coming in on a bachelorette party. And apparently they were, this guy's real hot. So they are all trying to hit on him. And they're drunk as hell. And We're having a scavenger hunt shit, and he said, well, we want your underwear. He's like, well, I'm not going to give you my underwear. So they talk about, he goes, fine, whatever. So he goes off around the corner and comes back, and he goes, all right, ladies, here you go, here's your underwear. And they all got excited. And of course, there's no telling what those fucking women did with that underwear. In my mind,
they probably made slut tea out of it. They soaked it in hot water and drank the fucking tan liquid.
In my mind's eye, one of them sniffing it. Well, the funny thing is I was looking at him, and I go, did you give him your fucking underwear? And he goes, oh, hell no. And then the next question is, well, wait a minute. I saw you. You handed him underwear. Where the fuck did you get underwear? And another guy around the corner, he starts smiling. Fucking goddamn manager, probably 50, 60 pounds overweight.
Like
a motherfucker. He starts smiling. I said, y'all didn't do what I think you did. Oh, yeah, they went around the corner. He took his underwear off and fucking gave those women goddamn. And they didn't even look to see if the size and wreck. They just so goddamn fucked up that, oh, we got underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, 56, that's you.
Yeah. Also, you said this was about midnight, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I guarantee you that guy didn't just put those fucking underwear, pick them out of the dryer and just put them on at fucking 11:50. This guy's not been fresh. Stewing in them. And probably, there's a good chance, probably not the first day they've been worn. There's a chance a random select guy probably had those underwear on for a day or two. Solid day or two.
Knowing this guy, probably.
And also... You know, probably peed him a little.
Yeah.
Ball sweat guarantee. Farted through. That goes without saying. Ass sweat. All that shit. What the fuck are you asking for another dude's fucking underwear for? There is no good going on. Here. Unless you're trying to make unless you need a fuse for a Molotov cocktail, you should never have to. Use a dude's underwear for anything.
No. If my wife goes, hey, can I have your underwear? I'm like, well, it better be, I don't know where I've been,
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't want that.
Especially after a fucking workout, you can wring them the fuck out.
It's midnight, you work at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
You've been moving around. So you probably got beer spilt on you.
Yeah.
Cigarette smell, the whole thing. Those things probably, between cigarette smell, ass, a little bit of everything. I can't even imagine.
I would say one of those broads handled this disgusting underwear with her hands, obviously, because she's probably not wearing protective gloves or using a fucking probe to carry them. And then what she did is got blackout drunk, fell asleep, woke up, rubbed her fucking eyes to get the sleep out of her eyes, and then fucking probably touched more parts of her face, probably intimate areas. Maybe she got a little frisky, felt like a morning finger pop.
I just remembered, this is the same bar and the same guy that his running gag was when women would come up to order food or whatever, he just whip his shit out and put it up there like with all the other meat selections or whatever, and he'd just, hey, check it out, it's a summer sausage or whatever, like just a piece of shit.
Yes, absolutely.
Just a piece of shit.
Well, I hope there's a chance we'll be able to hear Bug Zapper Radio, but it doesn't seem like it. In any event, we can go to hearustalk.com. You click on the Bug Zapper logo, and all the episodes are there. You can subscribe on iTunes. It's free. You don't have to pay
free.
Shit. It's fucking free. How fucking cheap are you that you're worried about a free podcast? Just do it. What are you going to fill up a half of your hard drive? No. They're small episodes that you can enjoy, and you'll get something out of them. So subscribe to that show and all the other fucking shows, for that matter, on heroestalk.com. Clayton, very, very nice. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Take care of yourself. Bye. And have a good goddamn evening. I hope he gets back on the internet soon. I hope he does. Shit. Steve,
using the reserve phone line, huh?
Steve, did you have a good weekend? I forgot to ask you. I usually lead off with that.
What the hell?
There might be something. I don't know. Might be something wrong with me. I don't know.
What the hell? I didn't do... did I do anything this weekend?
Did you do anything exciting? I mean, did you leave your fucking room? Did anything happen to you?
I watched
Or is it just one day after the other, same old, same old, the fucking sun sets and rises,
Saturday, birds chirp, they had the Yankees old-timers
game. You shit, you piss, you watch the Yankees game.
Old-timers game.
Oh, the old-timers game.
You gotta admit, the Yankees old-timers game is probably the best one out there. Of the old-timers.
I'll tell you this. I would probably rather fart into my own mouth than watch the Yankees old-timers game. But yo, I'm not a
Mickey
fan.
Mickey Rivers. Look him up. IMDb the motherfucker.
Yeah.
The guy is 64 years old, and he was fucking darting around the bases.
Okay. Running like a motherfucker. Actually, you can close your eyes and see a picture of him. Whoa, look out, guys, because he's real black. That's good. I mean, I don't know. I could give a shit about the old people.
What'd you do this weekend?
No. What I'm saying is about the old timers game. Like, is it just kind of like a, like, let's see who's not doing so well now? Like, who's going to drop now?
Yes, it is. Because it was 102 degrees that day. Heat index. Oh, shit.
Who was the oldest player they had out?
It was either Whitey Ford or Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Did he play?
What?
Yogi Berra?
No, they didn't.
He's like 1,000 years old.
No, he came out. Him and Whitey came out on a golf cart. They didn't even walk.
He actually just stood by the home plate and warned Mickey Rivers not to take the grail past the seal.
No. he didn't stand. He sat in the golf cart.
Poor guy. Yeah. Oh, well, he's going to die. It happens. And good for him that it got to happen when he was old. Yeah, Steve, I didn't watch the. I didn't have such an exciting weekend that I watched the Yankees old timers game, but I did have something happen related to baseball. It related in the vein of baseball and sports heroes, I guess you could kind of say. Amanda had two things she wanted to do this weekend, and gave me a choice. The first thing was. Take her to a fucking, I don't even know the word she used. It was infuriating, but I can't even think of what it was, but it goes along the lines of nail polish festival in the city. Take her to a fucking nail polish festival in the city. And now I realized how big of an obsession this is for her. Like, this is one of the things she's into. She likes, deals and shit like that. Loves fucking nail polish.
Coupons.
Loves nail polish. This is her new thing. This is what she's really into. And to the point where I can't even tell you how many bottles she has. I don't even know. I can't even fucking give a good estimate. If I said 100, I might be shy. I might be shy a few 20 bottles or so. I don't know. Absolutely way too much fucking shit. And I don't get it. She buys more stuff. Whatever, it's her hobby. But I just want to, before I die, Steve, I'd love to see an empty fucking nail polish bottle. I've never seen one in my life, and I don't think that many women have. Barb right now is in the chat room. I would like to extend this question to her. Barb, have you ever seen an empty nail polish bottle? Everybody I've asked, every woman I've asked, has said no. Absolutely no. Because they buy it, they need to buy more. And Barb just replied, you know what? No, I have not. Half empty ones, there you go. Always half empty.
Half isn't even close.
That's right. You can get a thousand more applications out of half a goddamn bottle. Why the fuck do they sell them in such huge fucking bottles? Single serve. Give them single serve. That's it. Yeah, but Steve, they're like 100 applications in one fucking bottle for all your nails. Every nail you get, even if you were a six-fingered broad, you could still do 100 applications with one fucking bottle and still have half a fucking bottle left. Bottle. So anyway, Amanda started pointing out that she is nowhere near as extreme as some of the people that are into this because she interacts with people in a group. A nail polish group. They actually exchange fucking nail polish. It's a whole fucking weird thing that I don't fully understand, so I can't fully make fun of it because I just kind of want to pretend at this point that it doesn't exist. because she sent me a link to an eBay auction for a single bottle of homemade nail polish. And there were several bids on it, and it sold for $70.
What?
It sold for $70. Now, it looks interesting. It's made with some kind of sparkles, I guess. $70. And when I saw this, by the way, this has triggered a chain of Amanda sending me links to eBay auctions that people are bidding on and have actually won and bought. And when I saw this, I thought, you pay $70 for a goddamn bottle of nail polish. You're not even going to fucking finish. The person who would buy this is not the person who's like, well, I found the color I'm going to have forever. I'm going to put this on my nails, and I will look shimmery green until the fucking they fit me for the box. No, they're going to buy more and more fucking shit. More and more goddamn shit. And Steve, some of these links I will post on the heroestalk.com blog. There were some that were more expensive that sold for more than $70.
More than 70?
More than 70, Steve. Are you aware? What? Are you aware of that? More than 70? You want to take a guess, maybe?
How many ounces is standard, it like gallon
standard,
size?
No. Standard nail polish bottle size. Maybe you're give or take a quarter
it's
ounce.
It's like 4 ounces, right?
It can't be fucking 4 ounces, Steve. You know what? 4 ounces. An ounce is a shot glass.
That's a quarter pound. Wait. So it's
what
like.
What the fuck are you talking about? A quarter pound?
Yeah.
It's liquid.
Ounces a pound. 4 ounces.
Okay, sure. But we're talking fluid ounces here, Steve. Let's not devolve into second grade math.
I'm lost.
Okay, so it's a regular goddamn nail polish bottle.
0.4 ounces.
We've all seen them. Says. Whatever it is. The quantity is regular ass nail polish fucking bottle. More than $70, Steve. Do you want to take a guess? And by the way, just as sparkly, just as unique, just as homemade or whatever.
More than 70?
More than 70, Steve.
$100?
Yes, there's one for $120 that sold.
What?
$120. But it's red. And it's got orange sparkles in it. It's got a cutesy name. Steve, even more than that. There's a few that are more than that. Do you want to take a guess? Over 120? Do you want to take a guess?
121?
More than that, Steve. Come on. A good guess.
I don't want to say $300 because that sounds like insane.
You would think, right? Okay, let's just say $300 is insane, right? Let's say you're dating a girl and she says, you like my nail polish? And you obviously just lie and say, yeah, it's great. And then she says, you're going to think I'm bad, but I spent $300 on this.
$300. I would not date her anymore at all, ever.
How would you relay this information? Would you say that I'm terribly disappointed?
Breaker, whatever you want to call it.
Would you say I'm terribly disappointed in you? How would you say
this to her?
She says, I spent...
I would not continue a conversation with that person.
She says, I spent $300 on this. And you're like, oh, well, how much? A single bottle. What do you say to her? She's saying this right in front of your face, Steve. What do you say?
It was nice knowing you. I'm going to try to forget your name as fast as possible.
I think if someone that you are financially connected to spends $300 on a goddamn bottle of nail polish, you get a free shot. I think you deserve a fucking free shot to the fucking melon. It's only fair.
No, you know what I want?
It's only
fair.
I want
a receipt, her holding it, and a picture that I took.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously need it vetted. I can't just have her lie to me and joke like it was so expensive. And just like after I lay into her, she's like, it was only $2. No, that is so fucking infuriating to me. That is what 5 cell phone payments. What is it? A car payment on average. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
For what? Something the thing is I haven't found a person who would fully use one of these products. So you're buying something you know you're going to throw half of away. You're going to throw half of the shit you just bought into the goddamn garbage. Okay? Barb says, and by the way, Barb is in the chat room, and she says, I do go on hunts for certain ones. It's a high. I totally understand it. Sure. I get it. I used to collect baseball cards, and my dream was, oh, I would love to have
a Mickey Mantle rookie card,
mint condition. Yep. Thing is, though, $33,000 at the time I was looking. I'll probably never be able to get one. Even if I had money to spend, or my dad, let's say my dad had money to spend. If I did that, that would be fucking absolute bullshit. So you look for something else that's in your mad money zone, something you can blow money on. $325 motherfucking dollars on one bottle of nail polish? Okay.
Wait, 325? I thought it was 300.
That's what this is. No, you thought 300 was nuts. I say 325, Steve. For Linderella, Linderella Billet d'Or.
Does she have a stock pink that I can invest in?
Steve, it's pink. It's pink with sparkles. Okay? It's pink with sparkles, and she makes it and writes a little story about it. And people bid. By the way, it's not just one crazy person. This is 18 bids. 18 bids. Do you see? 18 fucking bids. $325.12 motherfucking cents on...
I think it's time to give up internet radio and start making nail polish.
I think we should. I think we should. We should get smart slacks and really fitted suits.
And not pants.
Shave our fucking facial hair and start exfoliating. And make a nice goddamn set of fucking nail polish and just sell it. I don't know. Steve, that's not even the worst. Do you want to guess how much the worst I found was? The most expensive bottle of nail polish that actually has multiple bids. Yes, bids, and has been purchased. By the way,
all right, $325 is already out of the range of like what I can think about. So I'm gonna just double it and say $650.
You're still low.
What?
You're still low, Steve.
There's no way people are going $1,000 for fucking nail polish.
How about, with shipping of $4, 33 bids, $810 for a single bottle of nail polish.
What? Dude, what? Who makes that?
This is a sickness. I'm telling you, it's a fucking...
No, I want to know who makes it.
It's that bitch, Linderella. It's some fucking broad in her fucking mobile home that buys empty bottles, puts fucking sparkles in it, and pours all the fucking empty, half-used nail polishes she has over the years into them and fucking shakes them up a bit. Says, look, I got something that looks like chartreuse grit. This here is chartreuse.
Wait, what's the name of the color?
It's actually called chartreuse grit. And here goes, chartreuse grit. Well, I really don't remember the first time I made it. It eventually grew up, and because she lived in a swamp, translucent neon highlighter yellow base with assorted chartreuse glitters. I'm telling you right now.
I don't know.
This would be grounds for... I can't even tell you.
if your wife bought it, divorce?
What if
Amanda bought that? If Amanda bought that, would you still talk to her?
Oh, I would talk to her. Let me tell you something. I don't think I could stop talking to her.
No. I mean, you know, in a good sense.
Well, let me just say, one time only she does this. I'm eternally mad. I would fucking lose my. I can't even tell you.
So you would stay with her, but hang it over her head.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's always good. If she spent $810 on a fucking bottle of nail polish
twice,
You know what would make me feel good? If I found out, oh, that's really nice nail polish you have on. Yeah, but it's $800. I would say, oh, can I see it? And I would fucking grind it up with a hammer.
Just fucking chuck it into the river.
And that would make me feel good. Right in front of her, smash it with a fucking hammer. Because it's a waste, as it is. A fucking waste. I just don't get it. I mean, every now and then she'll pull me over to take a look at some of the pictures that people post on her fucking groups about nail polish. And they have nail polish rooms in their house. They have fucking, like, what used to be bookshelves just littered with fucking bottles of nail polish. Like, bitch, you are not going to live that many fucking days. You're not going to live that many fucking days. Steve, do you have to take a piss?
Very badly. Like, so insanely badly, I can feel my bladder ripping apart at this current moment.
Is that right?
Yeah, like it's literally ripping inside me.
It's ripping apart.
Yep.
Okay, well, why don't we take a... Well, actually, while you're doing that, I'm going to play a quick reminder from your good friends at Hear Us Talk. You better go now, Steve. Go. Go! By the way, hearustalk.com. Several shows that you need to check out. It's a network of shows. We've got Best in Show Radio. Very fantastic show from Staten Island. A bunch of guys hanging around talking about... I don't remember because it's been so fucking long since they've done an episode. But the episodes they've done are fantastic. And you need to download them. You need to subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a rating that you feel is appropriate. Also, Geeks of Rage. GeeksofRageShow.com. Fantastic video game blog hosted by Vealchop. We have Brian, formerly of Best in Show, and our buddy Mike from Queens. Don't forget Bug Zapper Radio. That's our buddy Clayton. Everybody's our fucking buddy. You notice that? Everybody's our goddamn buddy. Well, in this case, it's true. You fuck. How about that? I don't need fucking synonyms, you pieces of shit. I'm talking about Bug Zapper Radio. They're usually live Wednesday night, but there's internet issues going on. There are internet woes afoot with Bug Zapper Radio. But catch up with the other shows. BugZapperRadio.com, BestInShowRadio.com, and of course this site, DJNewStyleShow.com. Here's a quick message from our lack of sponsors. Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, and I'd like to thank you for listening and supporting all of the shows on HeroesTalk.com. The reason we do it is because we love making these episodes for you. When we see the kind of support we're getting, it's incredible. It's almost like the first time we felt that tingle in the bottom of our ball sack. It's that good. And as a reminder, we don't accept or seek donations, so you'll never see us pushing a PayPal link or anything like that. Some podcasts do it, but to us, it feels wrong. If you'd like to help us out monetarily, all you have to do is go to hearustalk.com/Amazon, click through to Amazon, and buy yourself something nice. Buy your family something nice. Why don't you just show your neighbor who's been dumping yard waste all over your property, who's boss, by giving him a polite letter and buying him a gift from Amazon through hearustalk.com/Amazon. Get that new iPad. Get a better TV. Buy a replacement enema hose. They have absolutely anything you'd want, and you and your shitty neighbor deserve it all. hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click through. Buy something great. You get a present, we get a small cut. Wins all around. Thank you again for your support.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
That's right. Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Steve, are you back?
I'm here.
Did you get to keep your bladder?
Oh, my bladder's happy.
It's a really good feeling, isn't it? When it's all done, you feel empty. It's nice.
Yeah. Everything.
So good.
Taking a shit, taking a piss, getting whatever else needs to get out.
So, as you can...
Better out than in. Better out than in.
That's what they all...
It's a good philosophy. It. Better out than in.
So, getting back to the nail polish thing we were talking about before, you had to go and empty your bladder. $810 for a bottle of nail polish. I can sense
insane.
That it's not a healthy hobby.
Insanity.
It's great that you want to be creative, but you know what? You only need 8 fucking crayons to make a beautiful picture. How about you just keep a handful of colors, and when you get low on the fucking red, get a new fucking red. When you buy a new red, throw the old fucking red out. Because you know what? I'd rather you waste that entire fucking purchase than have more shit just pile up and creep and go until you go, well, I'm going to have to buy a filing system for this. Oh, great. We'll do that. A new piece of furniture. Just taking up more space. Why? Because it's filled with shit that you're not going to use. That's the fear I have.
Like $800, man. Like
that is never. First of all, She's got enough sense not to fucking do that. I know that she would never fucking do that.
Ever. All right. Let's just go over this. What can you buy for 800 what is it? 825?
$810.
$810.
Yeah.
What kind of TV could you buy with that?
A 50-inch TV, maybe an LCD. Sure.
And that would last how long? Forever until like 10 years from now. Right?
Sure. Let's say minimum 5 years, let's say. Even still, that's a far better use of the money. How about this, Steve? How about this? Bills? How about, the cell phone bills, the cable bills?
Well, I'm just trying to go with, like, you know.
Oh, fun things? You want to do fun things? Tangible objects. What, like the terror of being unable to pay your fucking obligated bills because somebody decided to make their fingers shiny? How about that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
How about a fucking retirement plan? How about savings for a fucking vacation? You can use $800 to get for a weekend getaway.
Yes, easily.
Yeah. But no, fingers are gonna be shiny in that household. So that's why I recognize it as a not a good hobby. It's a hobby it promotes creativity and that's good. You're not just lying about. You're in a sense she's interacting, you know, with people and that's healthy. But the obsessive nature of that's overtaking everybody in this group of, I have to get this, it has to be that, I need this specific one, oh my god, it's available, I have to get it, it's never available, I have to get it, oh my god, I got it. That is not good. So I decided to hear her out on her other choice. She had two things she wanted to do the weekend and gave me the opportunity to choose one, the first being the Nail Polish Festival.
No, skip. Take number two. Doesn't matter what it is.
Number two was go to Princeton, to Joe Canal's liquor store, already sold, to meet Phillies legend Darren Dalton.
Yep, I'm all over number two. I hate the fucking Phillies, but
absolutely had it.
It doesn't matter.
Had it picked before she said the N in Dalton. And now the thing is, Amanda, since she was a little kid, had loved the Phillies. And her favorite player, because she has an affinity, like a weird affinity for mullets. I don't know what it is.
Does she like Randy Johnson?
No, because he looks like a vole. He has some kind of he looks like a rat.
His ruddy face.
Yeah, he's just got rodent features. So she doesn't like him.
He's a ruddy guy.
She liked Patrick Swayze as a youth. She liked Darren Dalton, both of whom had mullets, but her favorite player, Darren Dalton, is going to be at Joe Canal's. And all I've ever heard about him is that he's this raging alcoholic who beat his wife and crashed his car multiple times, refused breathalyzers on fucking several occasions, busted his orbital bone, collarbone, shoulder, and fucking ribs in one fucking incident.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you got hit in the eye, the chest, the leg, and the foot at once?
Yeah, and he was driving with Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought he was playing baseball.
No, that was, I think, John Crux's bachelor party or something. They got a little bit crazy and wrapped a car around, like, seven trees. I don't even know the fuck
it was. Even if I knew beforehand that something like that would happen, I would still go to John Crux's bachelor party.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Nothing but respect for that one-nutted fat fuck. I love that guy. That guy's great.
I love Krug.
What do you like about him, Steve?
I like that he's just like the off-the-handle fucking baseball announcer. I like him better as an announcer than as a player.
Mm. Well, there's always that moment where like Randy Johnson almost hit him in the fucking face the All-Star game, and he looked fucking terrified. That was the best.
I appreciate the fact that John Crux took the time to do an entire Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode as John Crux.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So I hear all these things about Darren Dalton, you know, over the years, drinking and spousal abuse and divorce and all that shit. And then I hear, you know, a few years ago that he's doing motivational speaking and speaking events and all that. And I'm like, oh. So I guess he's turned his life around. and everything's good.
God.
And when Amanda told me that, we're going to meet Darren Dalton, and I said, where? At Joe Canal's liquor store. I thought, wow, he must really be incredibly sober. Like, isn't he like an alcoholic? Should he be really like at a liquor store? And she said, oh no, he just represents Yingling. I'm like, yeah, I think he represented Yingling a little too fucking well, which is why he should never be in a goddamn liquor store.
You know what? It's still better than $825 fucking nail polish.
Absolutely. So
I don't care how bad the story goes. It's going to take a lot to overcome that obstacle.
Yeah. So we decide to go and meet her idol, Darren Dalton. Darren Dutch Dalton. And
DDD.
Triple D. We go down to the goddamn Joe Canal's liquor store, whatever the fuck it is. And I ask him, do you have anything you're going to get him to sign? And she goes, oh, yeah, I bought a ball. I'm like, oh, okay. And I said, oh, shit. I just realized that at that moment, I was taken back to a time where we were at her house going over some of her papers from school, like when she was a kid. Like, she was just going through shit she was going to throw out or whatever, and she happened to have a few drawings. I'm like, oh, let me take a look at that. I used to spend a lot of time drawing. I used to be really, like, into comics and not comics.
I thought you meant report cards for a second. I'm like,
no, okay. not when I say into comics, I don't mean like into like reading comics. I mean like drawing comic book characters, creating my own shit, and kind of just like I did the same thing. I was an artistic kid, and I kind of just abandoned it for computers for whatever reason. Steve.
I made comic books.
Oh, you
found
did?
The three hole punch.
Do you have any of them?
They gotta be somewhere, man.
If you could scan one of them into a PDF.
Oh my god.
I would fucking love to read what the fuck your little mind.
Oh, I wish I
created. So anyway, I'm going through her papers and shit, and I find this drawing, and it kind of like out of the corner, I see like a red foot. I'm like, what is this? I pull it out. It's a fucking lumberjack, huge muscle dude with catcher's equipment that she drew. And like, it's obviously like a little kid drawing. But the dude has the biggest fucking muscles you could ever fucking see. He's got Darren Dalton's number. I'm like, is this fucking Darren Dalton? And like, why did you draw that? He's like, he's my favorite player, blah, blah, blah. And I flip it over, and there was a poem that she wrote about fucking Darren Dalton that included his stats, his fucking batting average, but conspicuously absent were his DUI count. That actually didn't make the poem.
Did that make you jealous?
No, not at all. Darren fucking Dalton? No, not at all. So I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty funny. You really liked Darren Dalton. So now I remembered. I'm like, oh, fuck, we should have gone to your parents' house and tried to find that thing and got him to sign it. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe it'll be another time. Blah, blah. I have the ball, so it'll be okay. Whatever. So we get to the place, and there's an arrow pointing to, like, the back of the store. And like some shady looking painted over door, like it was painted over to match the color of the building, so you're like, you're not supposed to see the fucking door, but it's clearly a door. And they said, oh, you're here to see Dutch? Yeah. Okay, hold on, we're gonna line people up. And we had like two people in front of us and nobody behind us. And it started. And it started 10 minutes ago, so nobody was really waiting to see him. They open the doors. They usher us through some kind of like little hallway around back into the store. So like we could have just gone into the fucking store and been there, but they kind of had some kind of fancy entrance they wanted to do. And we round the corner, there's a little table set up, and there's Darren Dalton with a fucking solo cup pouring shit down his fucking throat. And he stops abruptly and goes, ah, you caught me. And he's like, well, you know what, hey, I can drink on the job, okay? I can drink on the job. This is a job. We're at a liquor store, okay? I can drink on the job.
So he's the guy that's the recovering alcoholic that everybody loves because of overcoming his shortcomings.
I guess so. And he's drinking on the job because he's slugging down.
Because he's Darren Dalton.
Something that I'm pretty sure was not Yingling. So at this point, Amanda says, you know, the ball I got, it came in a plastic case. It's an official Major League Baseball, and I don't want to open it because it was $18. I'm like, holy shit, that's how much a fucking baseball cost? I had no idea baseballs would cost fucking $18. But she goes, well, I'm not going to open it unless I see that, like, he's willing to sign other stuff, because sometimes they, you know, they don't want to do that. They just sign whatever they're going to sign, and that's that. So the guy in front of us is, hey, Dutch, would you sign my shirt? He goes, yeah, sure, sign it. Start signing it. So we peel this fucking ball open, and Amanda,
sign my baby.
Amanda scampers ahead, and she's there in front of him for, like, I don't know, a minute. And I finally get the fucking thing open. The plastic comes apart. I give it to her, and I look, and I realize I haven't heard anything. And I look, and she's standing there just in front of him, not saying anything.
Oh, wow.
She's been rendered speechless by him, Darren Dalton, who's aged a bit, who is as tan as my brown New Balances, and is thinning on top. Big dude, but a little bit tan, older looking, and thinning out. Huge grin, very friendly. I say, hey, you have no idea how big a fan she is of yours. Would you sign this ball? Absolutely. Give him the ball. He goes, hey, this is the real deal here.
Yeah, Darren Dalton.
And she just nods. And I say, yep, we just got it. And, you know, we're going to keep it. And, oh, that's great. That's great. And I say, yeah, she's really big fan. You know, when I met her, we were going through some of the stuff she had in her room, and we found a painting that she made of you in grade school, and we wanted to bring it, but we forgot it. And he goes, oh, you should have brought it. I would have signed that. Oh, you could have framed it. And like, oh,
dude, they fucking sign anything.
Oh yeah, this guy was so happy to sign absolutely anything. He signed a beer koozie. One of those things.
Cozy.
Gave
cozy.
That to her. I don't give a fuck, Steve. I'll say koozie if I want to say koozie.
It was, you know how you mind me.
Nah,
I've
you mind
been
me.
Knew, it was, I've been knew he was ready yeah. to sign that shit.
And so I look over and I'm like, you know, this is your favorite baseball player. We drove here. Like, why don't you say something? I look over and she's fucking tearing up.
What?
She was moved.
And we're jealous? Like, she, this
no,
stuff
no. What the fuck? Of? I give a shit. Darren Dalton's gonna fucking... What's he gonna do?
No.
She was tearing up. She was moved to tears. This is a person that she's only interacted with.
That's an emotional reaction to a person.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a lot of things, I think. You know, she used to go to Phillies games with her grandfather. She was very young, obviously, when that was her... decided upon favorite player. She probably had some kind of an attraction to the guy because he had a fancy mullet underneath that catcher's mask. It was just all gnarled and greasy. She probably thought that was something else. So standing before the man, you know, chicken skin or not, she was very impressed. So he's like, well, how about a picture? How about a picture? Stands up, and I notice he starts digging. He dug his man peck right into her. Brought her in real close, got a nice picture.
Right, into her mouth, almost?
No, he didn't make her suck on his man tit. I wouldn't have stood for that, Steve. I mean, yeah, I wasn't...
I'm trying to find the line here.
I wasn't,
that's what I'm
trying,
you know, to do.
You know, she was moved to tears. I thought that was pretty sweet. I thought that was a very nice thing, a nice human reaction. It's good to see. And, you know, took a picture. He's real close, took a snap, showed it to her. She's like, oh, that's great. And as we're leaving, he goes, I got some more swag here if you want. And there's a, like, and that's when I realized, like, swag means something entirely different to white people and black people. Like, for example, if that was Kanye and she had a bit, and she was moved to tears by Kanye, and he's like, why don't you come over here and get some of this swag? Probably means a lot, yeah. Something a lot different than come over here and get this bottle opener that has my fucking name on it.
No, white swag is all right.
Yeah, white swag is just extra shit that you keep in the fucking drawer next to the pens. But black swag, it's something entirely different.
Different thing. World. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Different world.
So she goes back and gets it, and she's really happy. She goes, sneaks
so
her
wait, she had to go to a
at
different
him.
Room that you couldn't go to get the swag?
No, I mean, it was. No, he's like, I got some more swag. No, it's not like he's luring her behind a fucking counter seat. The guy had.
I'm trying to figure this out. That's no, all I'm
the
trying
guy,
to
the guy's domain. He was being kind. The guy's domain was a fucking folding table next to a register. I mean, let's not make it like we walked into an Arabian palace and this former baseball legend just whisked my girl away for a tryst. No. He said, I got some shit over here you can have, and I'll sign some of it, too. And he signed it, gave it to her. She was really happy. And
did she ever, like, say anything to him?
No. She didn't say. Actually did not say one fucking thing to him.
Really?
No. She couldn't. She was.
And you were coaching her, right?
I was feeling very awkward in front of this man. And well, I said, this is, you're her favorite player. And there was an awkward moment when he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're her favorite player. And he goes, oh, that's great. Well, who do you like now? You like Chase Utley? Who do you like? Hamill? Who do you like? Who's your favorite guy now? She's like, I don't know anybody. I think so. That's all she said.
Oh, wow.
I don't know anybody, just you.
Aaron Dalton's still my favorite player.
So now she's Facebook friends with him. And he's coming over, actually.
Yeah, right. Is he really?
Yeah, he's coming over. He's going to be here.
I don't know. Darren Dalton. What kind of fucking.
I mean, you could probably get him over here. You give him, offer him a piece of pie and a fucking sixer.
$825, Darren. Will you come over?
Fuck that. $825, you can get him for a month. You kidding me? Let's be fucking honest. There's a lot of, like, has-been celebrities. Here's another reason why it's a stupid move for that fucking $800 nail polish. There is a huge list of has-been celebrities you could probably hang out with if you give them $800. You know how fucking cool it would be to hang out with some fucking schmo like Rick Stabone from fucking Growing Pains? Just throw him fucking $800 and say, look, dude, just sit on my couch and watch fucking Growing Pains with me. Just sit on my... Hey, listen, Rick Stabone... Watch yourself as a child. Actually, he's dead now, isn't he? Oh, shit, he killed himself. Fuck! Wow, there goes that pipe dream. Way to go. I forgot he killed himself at the Olympics.
Too bad. Not getting him.
You could have. Right.
On to the next guy.
The point is, you could have done that, and maybe if you did, he wouldn't have killed himself at the Olympics.
Wow.
Hey, you know? Life.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Rick Stabone? Boner from Growing Pains? Oh, I hate you, Steve. In every way. In every way. You were with me on the Karate Kid stuff, though, right? Hanging in?
Absolutely. I've seen most of them.
All right. Well.
Most of them.
Steve, I think it's time to wrap this thing up.
We didn't even get to anything tonight.
What do you mean we didn't get to anything? I mean, you told me. I asked you what happened to your life. You told me you watched the old timers game. It's not like we had. I met a baseball has been. We didn't exactly have that amazing of a week. It's not like any of us stepped in shit or did anything fucking crazy. So, you know what else? What did we possibly miss?
If I stepped in shit this week, would that have made this a better show?
If you actually stepped in shit, yeah. If you actually put your foot in shit this week, that would probably have made this episode a really good show.
All right, I might have.
Well, you don't.
I walk around barefoot a lot. And there's a dog here. So.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Just dog shit. Have you ever stepped in human shit?
No.
That's good.
I stepped in human puke, dog shit.
Something to shoot for, Steve. Something to put on the bucket list. I want to step in human shit before I die.
Yeah. You know what? My bucket list is full of food that I want to eat. That's all it is. Places I want to go, food I want to eat. That's it. That's my bucket list.
Experiences, positive moments. Just like the DJ New Style show. Yes. This was episode... And just like Darren Dalton, meeting him, being brought to tears. Tears of... unbridled joy and emotion. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. We'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe on iTunes, leave a kind review, and give us a rating that you feel is deserving. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Like us and leave us a comment. I read them while I shit. Some people read headlines on Reddit or Hacker News. I read comments that people write to me on Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Buy yourself something nice. You deserve it for listening to this horseshit. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Thank you very much, and have a good goddamn week. Steve, is there anything you'd like to add?
Darren, don't mind me real good.
Look at that catcher, mommy. He mind me real good, Joby. Thank you very much, and have a good goddamn week. Take care.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.